AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf has resigned amid a growing protest and anger over his handling of racial issues on the school's main campus in Columbia.
Use my resignation to heal and start talking again, to make the changes necessary, and let's focus on changing what we can change today and in the future.
Black student groups had complained for months about racial slurs on the predominantly white campus. The issue came to a head with a hunger strike by a black graduate student. 30 black football players, backed by their coaches, announcing they wouldn't participate in team activities until Wolf was removed, and votes of no confidence in Wolf by the Student Government Association and faculty groups. President Obama says the U.S. is working with Jordan after at least two Americans were among the four killed in an attack by a Jordanian police officer that left seven other people wounded at a training facility run by the State Department. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama told reporters,
"We take this very seriously and we'll be working closely with the Jordanians to determine exactly what happened."
Russian track and field athletes could be banned from next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro after a devastatingly critical report finds the Kremlin complicit in widespread doping and cover-ups. Dick Bound headed the commission that looked into the allegations of state-supported doping programs. He says athletes had little choice but to go along.
"In many cases, it's part of a system where they have no practical choice. If they want to participate and have access to coaching, you follow the regime. Or you're out."
Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko insists his country is being persecuted. He has also threatened to cut government funding for anti-doping work in Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 189. The Nasdaq has lost 59. This is AP Radio News. Bail has been set at $1 million each for two Louisiana police officers jailed in the shooting death of a six-year-old boy and the wounding of his father. The officers, Derek Stafford and Derek Greenhouse Jr., each is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree attempted murder. Volkswagen is offering a goodwill gesture to angry car owners. Rita Foley with more.
Volkswagen has admitted that millions of its cars cheated pollution tests. Now it's offering what it calls a first step in winning back customers' trust. $1,000 in gift cards and vouchers and free roadside assistance for the vehicles for 3 years. The cars have software that turns off pollution controls. VW says owners will not give up their right to sue the company. Many owners are angry because they paid extra for the cars to be environmentally sensitive without losing peppy acceleration. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30-plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it, and I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.